Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketholina with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi sets record as India's longest-serving elected Prime Minister. Nagaland Governor Nand Kishore Yadav, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio, laud Prime Minister Modi's development initiatives. Nagaland leaders discuss oil exploration with Union Petroleum Minister. And census preparations gain momentum across Nagaland. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has become the longest continuously serving democratically elected Prime Minister of India today. Mr. Modi took the oath of office on 26th of May in 2014. He surpassed the record of Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, who first took oath as an elected Prime Minister on 13th of May in 1952 and served until 27th of May in 1964. Pandit Nehru's tenure as an elected Prime Minister amounted to 4,398 days. Now, Prime Minister Modi's continuous tenure is 4,399 days, making him the longest-serving elected Prime Minister in India's history. President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated Prime Minister Modi on serving as the longest continuously elected Prime Minister of the country. The President said, "This landmark occasion stands as a testament to the enduring trust and confidence reposed in his leadership by the people of the country." The Union Cabinet today passed a resolution applauding Prime Minister Modi on the record achievement. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, "The resolution discusses the Prime Minister's continuous service and outlines several commitments."
भारत में डेमोक्रेटिकली इलेक्टेड लॉन्गेस्ट सर्विंग प्राइम मिनिस्टर श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी आज हुए हैं और विकसित भारत बनाने का संकल्प जो उन्होंने लिया है हम सभी 140 करोड़ देशवासी उस संकल्प में जुड़े ऐसी प्रार्थना प्रभु के पास की
World leaders have also congratulated Prime Minister Modi on the historic milestone. Meanwhile, the National Democratic Alliance is holding a meeting this evening to celebrate its government completing 12 years and the Prime Minister's record. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiu Rio and Deputy Chief Ministers Tia Zilang and Wai Patton are also attending the conclave. Leaders in Nagaland have extended greetings and best wishes to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on becoming India's longest-serving elected Prime Minister. In a message, Governor Nand Kishore Yadav said that, under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, India has witnessed significant progress in infrastructure, digital innovation, financial inclusion, healthcare, education, renewable energy and social welfare. He said, Prime Minister Modi's vision of inclusive growth has empowered farmers, women, youth and the underprivileged while strengthening India's position on the global stage. Governor Yadav also highlighted the Prime Minister's sustained focus on the Northeast, which has boosted connectivity, investment and socio-economic development and infused new hope and fresh energy into Nagaland and the region. Expressing confidence on the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047, the Governor wished Prime Minister Modi continued success in leading the nation forward. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio also congratulated Prime Minister Modi on the historic milestone. In a social media post, Mr. Rio said, "The achievement reflects years of dedicated public service and leadership and wished the Prime Minister continued success in guiding the nation's progress and aspirations." Deputy Chief Minister Yantong Opadon highlighted the Prime Minister's 12 years of leadership, stating that the period has been marked by inclusive growth, citizen welfare, improved infrastructure, digital governance, and transparent, people-centric policies. He said, "The journey has transformed aspirations into achievements and strengthened opportunities for every section of society." Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnong Konyak also lauded Prime Minister Modi's leadership, saying, "India has made significant strides in poverty alleviation, economic growth and development of the Northeast." Ms. Konyak said the record is a testament to a journey driven by service, stability and progress. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. A high-level delegation from Nagaland, led by Chief Minister Nipiu Rio, along with Deputy Chief Ministers Tia Zilang and Wai Patton, met Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the leaders discussed key development initiatives for the state, with particular emphasis on the resumption of petroleum exploration and production in Nagaland. The delegation also expressed gratitude to the Union Minister for his continued support towards the state's development aspirations. Census activities are gaining momentum across Nagaland, with several programs underway ahead of Census 2027. At an awareness program in Zuneboto, Advisor for Food and Civil Supplies K. Tokuga Sukalu highlighted the importance of proper census enumeration and called on citizens to provide accurate information. Additional Deputy Commissioner Shaying Xiu also called for public cooperation to ensure a reliable census. Officials also spoke on the eligibility criteria for subsidized ration schemes and emphasized the need for transparency in the census process. Meanwhile, a training program for house listing and house census began in Somogedima district today. A total of 485 enumerators and supervisors, along with 6 field trainers, are participating in the exercise. Speaking to Akashvani News Kohima, field trainer Along highlighted the significance of the census.
So, ami khan any national or state corner be planning or policy making khan korne itu data to important ase itu thick data correct or accurate data thagi se bolhi welfare schemes khan noli be ki holi be sub state noli be center bra for the citizens ti boli paro 2027 census to for the first time in India digitally korboli ase mobile app te aro enumerators khan house to house canvassing jabo data collect korboli however aro first time digitally self enumeration portal de or an individual tai nature core laga enumeration korbo para itu do introduce korena ase aro do 16 june from 6 am to 30 june midnight tak khulina thakibo itu time de nature self enumeration korule paribo.
In Duensang district, training for census enumerators and supervisors also commenced today. The district has a total of 347 enumerators and supervisors, with the training to be conducted in 8 batches covering Duensang, Noksen and Longkim areas. Trainings are also underway at Kifri and Kohima districts, while Dimapur will commence the exercise tomorrow. India has undergone a remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Viswas and Sabka Prayas under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 12 years. During this period, the Modi government carried out many flagship initiatives for the welfare and empowerment of the poor, farmers, women and youth. Akashvani News bring you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 12 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on the measures taken by the government towards empowerment of the youth, a report.
In the past 12 years, the government has given focus to the youth power of the nation. India's next generation reforms have now turned into a reform express with youth power at its core. Young Indians are central to building a developed India and shaping the country's future across sectors. The government is empowering youth to drive employment and self-reliance, and youth becoming job creators, not job seekers. More than 60 lakhs youth have been benefited under PM Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana. Over 1.6 crore youth have been trained under PM Kaushal Vikas Yojana. A growing pool of skilled talent is powering Make in India initiative. 12 lakh appointment letters have been distributed through Rozgar Melas. More than 2.2 lakh startups generated over 23 lakh job opportunities, while 16 lakh innovation projects developed by students provided a powerful foundation to startup ecosystem. Under PM Setu scheme, 60,000 crore rupees have been allocated for modernization of 1,000 ITIs, equipping youth with industry-ready skills. The country's youth power with government support is bringing a new dawn for India.
Tejo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall over the northeastern states during the next 5 to 7 days. Nagaland is also likely to experience thunderstorm and lightning activities during the period. Now to end the news, the headlines here again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi sets record as India's longest-serving elected Prime Minister. Nagaland Governor Nand Kishore Yadav, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio laud Prime Minister Modi's development initiatives. Nagaland leaders discuss oil exploration with Union Petroleum Minister. and census preparations gain momentum across Nagaland. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.